Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm filling in for Alex. We have an exciting show today. Alex is on the front lines, literally, of the information war. This is Thursday, November the 21st, 2013, one day away from the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination in Dallas. And the city of Dallas is doing everything they can to shut down any free speech, any demonstration, any information about the real assassination. And that's the story, the attack on the First Amendment. And Alex is there with the crew. We're going to him live in just a moment. He's broadcasting on Skype and Ustream. And there he is right there. Alex.
David, yes, I'm going to be co-hosting here with you over the next 3 hours and with the rest of my reporters covering what's happening here. There is so much to discuss. But if TV viewers look at their screen, you can see the reunion tower shrouded in fog. We were going to have 5 to 6 airplanes today and 6 airplanes tomorrow towing JFK Truth, Infowars.com behind them. But they warned me about 4 days ago when I was renting the airplanes. They're not that much to get the word out. And by the way, both companies we called were Patriots and Listeners. They said, look, there's going to be fog, but maybe by the afternoon on Thursday, probably not Friday. So we'll still see if we get 5, 6, or maybe even 7, it depends how many pilots they got, aircraft in the air flying around with big banners, barnstorming with the information. But here in Dallas, Texas, my hometown, so much has happened. When we come back from break, I'm going to give you all the huge news that is unfolding here. I was heartened last night when about 250 people or so over the hour and a half showed up in front of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, and the 8 or 9 police that were there were very friendly and waving at us and agreeing with us about the tyranny of the New World Order. But then I was about to leave, and more police showed up and passed the word down to us that we'd be arrested or ticketed, that we cannot hand out anywhere on a street or road within 75 feet of, quote, public property. We cannot hand out any type of free speech material. Now, imagine there's nowhere where there isn't a side street or a road where there's, you know, 75 feet away. That's always inside the buildings. And they're telling you that you can't videotape anywhere downtown because the mayor announced it. He's the dictator. And so I got in the police face because they had like this fake spokeswoman cheerleader, you know, Dallas cheerleader, you know, style lady playing the part of Mrs. Nice. It was totally fake. They're threatening our free speech, threatening to have us arrested or ticketed. So I blew up at her. Probably should have not gotten so angry, but it's just shocking to realize I'm almost living in North Korea. We've had our reporters harassed by the so-called mainstream media that comes over and tells them that they're not allowed to be down here. It is the establishment trying to maintain control over the psyche of the people. It is an elite, corrupt group with a prostitute media doing this. And when we come back from break, the big news, I left, but Rob Deuce saw it. The video's up on Infowars.com where he gave his testimony. We have some of it in high-def video. We haven't had time to upload yet because it takes time to crunch that. We've just been having live Ustream and YouTube's uploaded quickly. But the police showed up with about 20 riot police and others in plastic handcuffs and said, where is Alex Jones? And then they were overheard saying, we got to take him down. We cannot let him stand up to us like that. It was literally from the movie Ants. I want to come back with that intro if we can. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, that's the end for us. So that's what this is coming down to, David, and it is outrageous. So we'll officially kick things off. When we come back, we have some other big announcements, and I'm going to break this all down. Then I'm going to walk over to the media, literally 50 satellite trucks plus, hundreds of TV cameras, and the minute they see InfoWars, they begin hissing like piranha. And we'll either try to have the police throw us out, declaring you have to have a permit to be in downtown Dallas, as happened yesterday to John Bowne and others. Or they will run over and begin hissing, saying, conspiracy theorists, conspiracy theorists. That's like the new racism. where anyone that questions the establishment is a conspiracy theorist, and we're demonized and we're subhuman for not believing known liars. David Knight reporting from Austin. I'm on the ground in Dallas. Stay with us. Infowars.com/show for the fusion of all the audio and video feeds.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
This is David Knight, standing in for Alex Jones. Now, Alex is live in Dallas. This is the day before the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination, and the city of Dallas believes that they can kill free speech, and they're doing everything they can to shut it down, asserting that they have the right to tell people they can't get within 75 feet of a street, telling them that this is for their safety. Well, you know what? We're not going to give up our liberty for safety. And controlled speech is not free speech. And we got a live feed right there from Dallas, and Alex is standing by. Alex, you ready?
Yes, sir. I am here again co-hosting with David Knight, who is in Austin, Texas. And I'm here with my great crew and reporters in Dallas, Texas. Again, I wasn't even going to come up here this year until the mayor last year came out and said that no one was allowed to hand out flyers or have conspiracy theories. They actually said, you're not allowed to question the official story. 5,000 people are allowed in who we pick, who agree with the official story, that a lone guy did this, and that leprechauns are basically real. And so I've said on record, I'm coming up here, and I've asked my listeners to come here to defend the First Amendment. Now, we went out to the Federal Reserve last night. I'm about to go up to the police line and the rest of it and the establishment, Lapdog Media, and confront them in a moment. But we get to the Federal Reserve in a day's notice. About 250 people show up. Great folks. I salute them. The police were real nice. They were nodding and agreeing with us about what's happening to America. I was there pointing out, you know, it's wrong that Martin Luther King had to be arrested over 100 times just so black folks could go eat at a lunch line. I mean, they literally couldn't go to restaurants, couldn't go to bathrooms, you name it. And I said, but now in America, you can be arrested or ticketed for handing out flyers. Now, this is over with a big giant sidewalk by the Federal Reserve in the Museum District of Dallas, nice area. And I'm over there having this rally without a permit because I have the First Amendment. That's my permit. And the police are agreeing with me and saying that's a good point. Yeah, this city ordinance the mayor's put in is a load of bull. And then all of a sudden, I'm told, hey, the police are here. The police spokeswoman's here. They're going to arrest or ticket people if you don't leave. You're not allowed to hand out flyers anywhere off any street that can carry cars, side roads, highways. It doesn't matter. Within 75 feet. Well, folks, there's nowhere 75 feet from a road that isn't somebody else's private property. This is our public space. Going back to Rome, you name it, the public streets are where people communicate, where the soapboxes are, where they talk. They want us watching TV, watching sports, not being real people out in the street, not communicating, not handing flyers and info and discussing, hey, they killed our president. Hey, they covered it up. Now, I get mad at her, and I tell her, how dare you? And then they leave. The police all leave. We're there about another 30 minutes. We're done with the rally. I leave. Rob Dew's still there because one of the crew went to get the car they were in. And his testimony's up on Infowars.com in a video. And he heard it from somebody else that went over and actually caught some of it on tape. We've got it in high def. Going to upload it tonight if we have time. Just so much going on. The police, a senior police officer, a black police officer, and the blonde-haired lady who was the senior spokeswoman, really from the mayor's office, she was telling us, but via the police, we cannot allow them to stand up like this and stand up and get in our face like that. We have to show them we're in control and that we have power and that we control these streets. Unbelievable. Right out of the movie A Bug's Life, where they say if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. I mean, at 8 o'clock at night, in the middle of a museum district with nobody around, with big giant sidewalks that are like, you know, 20 feet wide, we're out there meeting our activist listeners to give them all 100 flyers to hand out about the censorship in Dallas. We're handing out flyers against censorship of the First Amendment and the right of assembly. And this woman comes with the cops and says, we'll either arrest you. Well, she told people in the crowd that. And I went over to her. Yes, you'll be ticketed. If you don't leave, you might be arrested. So I get mad at them. I say, how dare you? The outrage was palpable. I mean, we're being completely overrun by tyranny. The police around here in Fort Worth are now taking blood without warrants randomly at checkpoints. That's mainstream news. We played it yesterday. Even mainstream media is starting to freak out. The system's out of control. And so I leave, and 20 riot cops with a bunch of other cops with the plastic handcuffs show up, and they go, where's that guy? Where's Alex Jones? And they're like, he left. And they're like, ah. And then they were overheard basically saying words to the effect that trailed off, we're going to get him tomorrow. So that's fine. At 4 o'clock today, I'm going to be down. It's listed on Infowars.com in the JFK free speech section of the park we're meeting at. We're just going to march down to the barricades on the sidewalk again in America. And if you crazy tyrants want to arrest me or beat my head in because I dare walk down a street with a sign, the mayor says this is illegal because he's God. The people are fighting back. The sign says tune into 104.1 FM. And that's the rest of the story I'm going to get to here in just a moment. But the issue is, I got so outraged that even when the court told the mayor last week, look, you can't restrict people's speech, this is unenforceable, this is a panhandling ordinance about bugging people in their cars, you can't put this onto free speech. The mayor basically only backed off about an inch, and then that's only publicly. He's still enforcing all this unconstitutional garbage. So I made a decision. We talked to some folks we know, and we got a small FM transmitter that covers all of downtown on an open frequency, 104.1 FM, to broadcast the 3 days or to transmit the truth for the 3 days on that open, clean frequency out to everyone as an act of defiance against people that say in America, I can't hand out little flyers, I can't have signs. And again, this won't win the war, but it will win the battle, and it's the act of resistance to this that will keep us free. If we lay down to this, we will become China or North Korea or worse than what Russia was. It's happening. No one can deny that this is the reality of what we face as a civilization. So I didn't just do that. I printed 30,000 flyers. We put together, several hundred of these posters on foam board for folks. This is where we put the capital we bring in from your support is into the info war. And we haven't talked to the pilot today. He wasn't sure of either four, five, or six pilots. He got us a discount because they're all listeners. Both places we called, all listeners. They said, but look, there's fog in the forecast, as you can see up there if you're watching us on Infowars.com/show. But if you're a radio listener, you just go to the weather channels and see all the fog here. But if it clears, we're going to have our aircraft up here with JFK Truth, Infowars.com, JFK Truth 104.1. Imagine what that would have done, really getting the word out, for the whole city seeing that. That was our plan, but it doesn't matter. Resistance is victory. That's why we run multi-prong operations, the flyers, the activism, the marching, all of it, to come here and let the prostitute, Decepticon, corporate whore media know that they've lost credibility, they're imploding. Over 80% of Americans know that criminal elements of the shadow government, the military-industrial complex, and foreign banking cartels killed Kennedy. It doesn't matter how much deception they're involved in, and their attempt to shut down free speech is only backfiring. So, transmitting the truth. Imagine if they had that in Tiananmen Square. Fighting hard. The airplanes that are coming as soon as the cloud cover clears with the banners. Getting the truth out. And then we're also going to, again, march today, 4 o'clock. What's the park do? Harris Park, 4 o'clock. We're going to meet because it can start at like 6:30. And then at 5, we're going to march down. How dare us dirty Americans who think we have free speech, who think we're in the land of the free, home of the brave, how dare us plan to march today and then again tomorrow. And again, folks, you don't have to worry about getting arrested. If they come and want to violate your free speech, that's your decision whether you want to get arrested or not. I personally will march and walk down the sidewalk of my hometown as an extremist, as a conspiracy theorist who believes they're violating my free speech. See, now it's a conspiracy theory to think they're violating my free speech. Having a thought is a conspiracy theory. Being informed is a conspiracy theory. Knowing we're in trouble is a conspiracy theory. This is how they make us the new heretics. This is the new thing to make us the new slaves, the new demon, you know, the new group that's the problem because we're pointing out the power structures corrupt. No, it's not a conspiracy. It's conspiracy fact that they're trying to violate free speech here in Dallas to a communist Chinese level. We've had police come up to our reporters yesterday. You name it. It is crazy that this is going on. So everybody that lives in Dallas, or if you have family that lives in Dallas, call them. Get it out on Facebook, 104.1. We're here for 3 days transmitting to get this information out. And my name's on it, in defiance of tyranny. And by the way, folks, it's a minor civil matter when you're doing this. And I'm ready to go to court with these people. I'm ready to sue them when they try to block the city. They have the grassy knoll literally occupied by 50-plus TV trucks or more, hundreds of TV cameras, and no real media is allowed in. They're shutting down the streets. They're saying you can't hand out literature. You can't hand out pamphlets. You can't hand out cards. They're saying, oh, you can, but find a place where they're 75 feet away from a road. There is nowhere. Literally nowhere. Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Then we said, okay, we'll get on the grass. And they go, no, that's Federal Reserve private property. They're private. So you can't be on the sidewalk. Okay, let me get on this grass. Oh, no, that's the Federal Reserve. So they're saying we have rights. They're in this imaginary phantom zone with the Easter Bunny and the Keebler Elves and the unicorns and everywhere else. No, the First Amendment's here because we're exercising it and we're not backing down. In a few minutes, we're going to go to break. And I'm going to march up to the barricades. I'm going to march up to the corporatist press. What time is it, guys? Usually have an atomic clock in the studio. I knew it. I knew we were about to go to break. So, again, David Knight, this is so historic. You take us out with your points. Then we're going to come up to the barricades, to the prostitute media, see if they swarm out to attack us or demand we're drug away. That's what they usually do. How dare you be here? You're not permitted like us. Then they won't issue us a permit. You get out of here, slave. victims, the guy that was shot that day, the third guy that was shot, is not allowed to be here. This is control. This is a giant scripted media event, Hollywood event, and we're tearing down the curtain of the little man behind the curtain. We are Toto. We are Operation Liberty Rising. That's what it's called. David Knight. David Knight, check us out.
That's right, Alex. A controlled press is not a free press, and controlled speech is not free speech. What they're doing is essentially what the FISA court has done. This is a document page from a FISA decision that was released. Look at the redaction. That's what they're doing on the public streets. We're not going to take it. We're there in their face. We'll be right back after the break.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hurricanes, job loss, uncertain times. There are so many good reasons to be prepared. Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Well,
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm here in the studio at Austin, but Alex Jones is on the street in Dallas. He's on his way to confront the controlled press cabal, the official press. They've got a large contingency there. This is the day before the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination, but it's a very controlled situation, and controlled speech is not free speech. So here's Alex Jones in Dallas, live on the streets.
That's right. They've got Dealey Plaza locked down, and the word is starting tonight they're going to block it down many streets. That's in the Dallas Morning News official announcements, but that's not happened yet. Even some of the prostitute media, the establishment media, has had to admit that they are censoring people, but the mayor says that's how they keep it classy. They'll decide who is allowed to be on the air. They will decide who can hand out flyers. They will decide who can go into the events. They will decide who has free speech and who doesn't, because, well, after all, they're the bosses. They're the establishment, and they are in charge. But again, we're here with the crew. We're on 104.1 right now. Just a great marvel of modern technology, doing more real reporting on what's actually happening at this 50th anniversary. International media is here, just hundreds of outlets, and there will be no discussion by them, of course, unless we go educate them, that this is all literally a projection. This is all literally a staged event here so that they can project the illusion that everyone buys in to the official story. And you sit here with all this fascist iconography all over the walls here in downtown Dallas. You think about how 50 years ago, tomorrow, they blew John F. Kennedy's head off here. And now, right over the hill by the train yard, just hundreds of media outlets, more than 50 trucks, that's conservative. We're going to go show you some video of that live here in a minute. If you're watching on Infowars.com/show for radio listeners, I'll describe it all to you. And we're about to go to break here in a few minutes. This is a short segment. Then I'll cross over when we get back, and I will go over and talk to the police. Let's just all wait right here, guys, and then broadcast here, giving a shot across at Dealey Plaza. And then we will walk across, and I would figure by the time we come back in the next segment, the police will be over here. Dude, you're good over here. Come on back over here with me, brother. But again, they've already cordoned it off so they can bring in all their handpicked people to put out their official story. And the police have been trained well that anyone that looks like an American, anyone that talks about freedom, is basically the enemy. Anyone who is not ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN, anybody that doesn't have an anti-liberty agenda is evil and is bad. And they've just got tons of undercover military and undercover police here strutting around with satisfied looks in their eyes, staring at us like we're the enemy. The rank-and-file police have been pretty nice, but there's just all sorts of plainclothes guys walking around literally in their hipster outfits, like Keystone cops coming over and listening to us and then thinking they've gotten intel and running off. They come and stand here and we go, we're going to have airplanes in the sky. We're on 104.1. They're like, we have intel. We have intel. They always act like we're hiding something. I mean, we're like right out in the open about all this just dominating with alternative real media against their dinosaur kleptocrat media. And it is just ultimately, totally and completely ridiculous what's going on. And the entire attitude of the establishment is fear of the people. And that's because at the top, the globalists have robbed everyone seven ways to Sunday. They've got mounted police coming down this way in a few minutes. In their Marine Corps drill sergeant hats, but they're not drilling young men to go off and fight. They're just drilling the public to be good little slaves. But this is historic. We're standing up to point out that their attempt to squash free speech will not be put up with, and we will go over and talk to the police and in the media in the next long segment. But let's get Anthony Gucciardi's take. We've got a minute or two before we go to break on what you've seen so far.
Well, what's amazing to me is last night they actually came up and said, hey, everyone that's holding a sign right now next to the street, not even near the street, is a criminal.
Got this on video.
Yeah, it's already up. It's on InfoWars right now. My video, and then you confronted them. But I initially confronted her and said, so everyone here is a criminal. She said, well, yeah, we could arrest everyone here and fine you $500. And it's a city ordinance. I said, what about the First Amendment? She said, well, I don't want to talk about that.
Why don't they just pass a city ordinance to take our kids? Well, I guess they do.
Yeah, exactly. It can just be a city ordinance or a federal law that trumps the Constitution, and the First Amendment doesn't exist anymore. So technically, right now, Darren is holding a sign, by the way. He should be arrested because he's a thought criminal.
And show the thought crime.
Anyone holding a sign near a road in Dallas, which is the entire city, is a criminal, literally for holding a sign. Actually, they said also trying to hand things out to people is even worse. That's even a higher level crime. So even trying to
communicating with a fellow slave, you're meant to go work in a slave deal until the robots get produced to replace us, watch TV, be programmed all day, die of all the soft kill, roll over and die. And maybe have some kids for them in case they want some kid slaves to send to Saudi Arabia or Thailand. We'll be right back with David Knight in Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones reporting to defend the Republic from the criminals that have seized it, to defend the First Amendment, and show up the corporate whore, sellout, state-run media.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm live here in the studio in Austin, but Alex is on the front lines of the information war, literally, in Dallas, about to get to where the police and the controlled press are. So here's Alex, right there on the street in Dallas.
That's right. We're here. They've got undercover police coming in, and they've got more police pulling up and getting out right now because they're not sure if we're good, trusted, lapdog Decepticon media, or we may be American resistors who don't want to be total slaves. We may be runaway slaves. We may be the enemy. We may be trying to reignite the Constitution and Bill of Rights. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. You've got literally, now that I'm here on the ground, it's got to be thousands of media. I mean, they're just surrounding in tents and parking lots. It just everywhere. And they've got all these big American flags they're putting up in these big stages to try to project the official story. It is absolutely insane to be down here. And now we're going to go talk to this officer right here before we walk on down the road. Hi, how you doing, officer? Hi, how you doing? Can you talk to us for a second, please? Oh, you're working. What? Am I not important enough to talk to? So, as you can see, the Praetorian Guard, we're just lowly taxpayers, ladies and gentlemen. We're like, hi, officer, how you doing? And he looked at me, and with an imperious look of trying to project dominance and power, bugged his eyes out a little bit that a slave scum American would dare even try to look in his direction. And, of course, he's armed as well. Most governments are trying to disarm the public, so they'll have the monopoly of armaments against us. So that was very friendly, very nice. And what I wanted to bring up to him was this, is that, here, let me see that, Leanne. Walk over here, Leanne, and show folks this. See this? The reason we're here, I wanted to talk to you, is we were told you can't have signs anywhere in the city here in North Korea. I meant Tiananmen Square, China, Beijing. And it says, the establishment killed me 50 years ago. Now they're killing free speech. The people are fighting back. That's on the front. And on the back, you might want to tune into it, officer. It's a new station I've heard locally here. It's a 104.1 FM. The people are fighting back. So we're just here, ladies and gentlemen, on the edge of Dealey Plaza, and they're setting up the big theater with the prostitute media here. Let's go down here and see if somebody else will talk to us. Again, it is a very, very nice day out here, very foggy, keeping our aircraft, the barnstormers we had, from being able to come in right now with the banners for JFK Truth. And we're just here walking around talking to folks with our signs and our free speech. And again, last night everything went well at the Federal Reserve. Hey, brother. Everything went well at that. Everything was great until more of the riot police showed up. And then they basically told us it was illegal to have signs or to be handing out flyers anywhere in Dallas, 75 feet from basically any street, because the government and the state are God. But here we are. Our reporters came in here yesterday and were run off. You guys stand beside me with a thought crime. And here we are. We have walked directly into the Wizard of Oz's main theater gallery. And we look enough like mainstream media that we're camouflaged right now, even though we're not camouflaged, that they have not piranha'd yet. They have not piranha'd yet. But we're not festooned with anything. And then you've got the workers here that are working for the establishment taping us. They're the real media. Those guys with their cameras are more important than these known certified globalist prostitutes. And so, again, we asked the police officer to talk to us. No one is talking to us. Hi, we're from InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Hi. Hi, everyone. We're looking for the police or anybody else that would like to speak to us. And, well, there's the stage, ladies and gentlemen. There you can see it. I guess that's the chairs they've got stacked up. The select people that agree with the official story. And this guy's saying he needs to fix it. Hi, we're here. We tried to talk to the policeman. He just let us in. We're just here to talk to everybody. Hi, how's it going? We're the real media. We're not the prostitute media or the state-run media. We have bigger audiences than you guys, too, as well. So that kind of makes it. But we're not. Well, I guess we are fancier, too, as well, nowadays. But, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're transmitting, broadcasting worldwide to 3 million people here, and then, of course, there'll be millions after this. We're just looking for someone to speak to us. We just asked to speak to the police or whatever. There you've got the big cameras that are going to broadcast the world the official story that one guy did all this, and that Easter bunnies are real, and that Santa Claus is real. And it is, because, look, they're all here. And only if you believe that Santa Claus is real and that one guy killed Kennedy are you allowed to be here. And look, they've papered over where they blasted Kennedy. They got the street all nice for the billions to tune in worldwide and see what's going on. And we're just here broadcasting live to the world. It's funny, when our reporters are here and have their cameras off, they threaten us and stuff. But, now we're just here trying to cover what's happening. And, again, they're going to try to shut even more of this down as things unfold. So, again, we're just here getting a tour. I guess they know we're broadcasting live. And I see folks freaking out saying, stop him. But we're just here. We asked the cop. We said, we're going in. On record, and he wouldn't talk to us. He just bugged his eyes out at us. So we're just here waiting to talk to whoever. So this is where no one's allowed to be, and they're going to cordon it off even more so that they can tell everybody, everyone knows Oswald acted alone. Everyone knows Jack Ruby acted alone. Everyone knows Obamacare is free. Everyone knows the government doesn't lie to you. Why? It's The Running Man, the number one television show in the whole wide world. And Mad Dog Ben Richards, ready to go for broke, in The Running Man. So we're here. And look, they've got big Texas and American flags being hoisted up. Here, let's go back the way we came. Well, no one talked to us. Nobody came to speak to us. Yeah? Everyone is walking away actively. Well, good. We've done nothing wrong in America. I mean, we entered Tiananmen Square. What are they going to do to us? Hey, how's it going, brothers? Fellow thought criminals. We just thought we might, you know, give a little representation to folks that don't buy the official story. You want to shake hands? Or maybe, well, I guess the Soviets will come after you if you shake hands with conspiracy people that don't believe known liars. What about a little hip hip hooray for McAdoo? Look at that. Nice lady over there fighting tyranny. A hip hip hooray for Gucciardi. Hip hip hooray for Bowne and Jacobson and McGreen. And oh, hey, how you doing, sir? Good, good. Hi, Alex Jones.
I'm George from Canada.
Hey, fantastic. So what are you doing here today?
Well, I'm here for the ceremony tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
I've driven down from Montreal. I've driven approximately 2,000 miles to be here.
What do you think of the Secretary of State, John Kerry, saying he doesn't believe Oswald acted alone?
Well, I'll not get into this. I'm here for the history.
So how he really got killed isn't history.
Well, it is history, but I don't come up with opinions.
Did they tell you you couldn't have an opinion to come here?
No, it's because I love the States.
Let me ask you a question. Have you seen that movie, They Live? The movie They Live.
No, I haven't seen it.
I think you might be the actual star of that movie when they're in, like, the subterranean area and the guy's giving the speech.
Okay. I should be the guy?
Hey, just say something. Say, I got one that can see and point right there at the camera.
I got one that can see. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
All too easy. Impressive. Most impressive. I see you've constructed a new lightsaber. Indeed, you are powerful.
Anyways, that was fun, huh? Now I'm going to go into Optimus Prime. Quote,
Autobots transform and roll out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. I want to get McAdoo's take, McBreen's take. I want to get everybody's take here briefly when we exit. Well, I mean, we came, we saw, we conquered. You guys want to walk down maybe to the bleachers? Maybe check that out? McAdoo, quit being afraid. We've done nothing. We're Americans, but if we act afraid of everything, then they're going to bring in the Soviet tyranny. We have to exercise these muscles, or they atrophy. You're a sports enthusiast. You know these things. Come on, sports fans. I mean, we're here. It's okay. See, they're all living in total fear. And the guy in the tuxedo, literally, I think, may be from the planet Pop-Tart. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen They Live and Rowdy Piper, you don't know what I'm talking about. Roddy Piper is a listener, by the way, and so are a lot of other great people. And there was so many great folks out there last night. I don't like doing rallies and events, though, because it's so humbling to see these families with their kids with the light of liberty in their eyes looking up to me. And I know that even though I'm a good guy at heart, I'm kind of a little bit goblinish. And, it's just at the same time, it's the opposite of getting on a power trip. But what I do get is energized when we have these type of victories. So here we are retaking the... Dealey Plaza, where they're going to have their little event. Let's go now, walk around, and go over to that area, where it looks like they put up barricades. Only media and police are over there. They've also blocked that off. Let's see if we can waddle on over there. But first, McAdoo, come on over here. As General Jack T. Ripper would say, get away from there and feed me that belt.
I was there helping you, that you there, me with the gun, and me there feeding you.
Anyways, that's a Dr. Strangelove quote. Have you seen that movie?
Not.
You know, that movie was made about coup d'etats by the military-industrial complex about a year after Kennedy was killed. And they were going to have Slim Pickens say, shoot, a guy can have a pretty good time in Dallas with all that when he's up in the B-52. But instead they changed it to Vegas because it was right after the Kennedy assassination. McAdoo, you've been in InfoWars about 8-9 months. And now you've been to England, you've been here, you've been all over the place, Kansas City, with Josh doing a great report up there on the attacks on free speech where they wouldn't let people rally against Obamacare. on the sidewalk and were like choke people until we came back. Then they backed off. Then the legislature told the state police to stop. Another example of standing up. Well, there, you got a comment from McAdoo. No, seriously. Leanne McAdoo. When we pulled up in the truck last night, people were saying, where's McAdoo? Where's McAdoo? So they want to know where McBreen is, too. So the silent reporter. Anyways, here is McAdoo. McAdoo, give us your take.
Well, I can't believe I'm committing a thought crime just by standing here with this sign. And I see a lot of people that are driving by tuning in to 104.1 as they're curious. What are they doing? What are they committing thought crime? I don't mean to be so frightened that we've busted through the barricades, but I like my natural teeth. I don't want them to get kicked in by the police here just for exercising my First Amendment.
Did you see me nicely ask the cop and he just looked at me with pure hate?
Oh, yeah. They know about you. They know that Jones is in town. That's like the top story on the news right now. We have infiltrated Tiananmen Square.
keep telling folks your take on this.
Well, it's very exciting. I can't believe that this whole hoopla is here and nobody even wants to say the word assassination. It's just a thought crime to even think that that is what everyone is here for and they want to remember his legacy. But it was his legacy and his character and his story that is what got him killed in the first place. Also, as I was researching on the way to come here, it turns out that weaponizing the words conspiracy theory by the government really started to try and weaponize that word conspiracy theory and turn that into like a terrorist thing because of the JFK assassination, because it was just this huge light bulb across the globe that lit everyone up and it had the power to turn the government, to turn it sour and to cause everyone to say, wait a minute, did they assassinate him? What's going on over there in America? And they were like, we need to shut that down.
What about the term conspiracy theorist, how it is the new heretic? You don't have to debate it, just like now, TSA, if you don't like them groping you, they go, don't be a conspiracy theorist. Like if you like strawberry ice cream and they want to sell you vanilla, they go, no, eat the vanilla conspiracy theorist. It's like the new thing calling you racist or whatever. But it's a flip. It's like racism against thinkers and people that are informed. It's like, oh, you don't buy into the official story. You're a thought criminal. That's what it is. Conspiracy theorist means thought criminal.
Right. And the thing is that we're not the minority. The conspiracy theorists are not the minority. So people need to stop being scared to question the official narrative or saying, wait a minute, what's so wrong with questioning the official story? I mean, people have been, you know, put to death on death row and then turns out later that DNA exonerated them. I mean, people make mistakes. So what's the big deal with going in and checking the facts? And
no, you never question government. They never lie. It's bizarre to not believe known liars. It's bizarre. 100 million signed up for Obamacare. It cut the cost in half. It's cheaper than a phone bill. Liar! Don't you ever question them. Let me tell you, there's a lot of racists out there, like Oprah said, too. You heard her. She said, if you question Obama and say he's a liar, you need to die. So, and again, she's totally in the know, totally smart, hangs out at the very top of the New World Order, folks. This lady is a monster. But she plays all these parts where she's the savior, and they care about everybody. They want everybody hating each other. They want everybody divided. It's bottom-line manipulation, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Mac, anything else you want to say? Because we're going to talk to Darren McBreen.
Let's go commit some thought crime.
Yeah, thought crime. All right, my fellow thought criminal, come on in here. Darren McBreen, reporter for InfoWars Nightly News and our star graphics man.
Well, the thing that amazes me is they're telling us that we're not allowed to film here. We're not allowed to hold up signs.
That's in the newspaper.
That's right. We cannot hang up banners unless there's some predetermined, pre-approved areas, wherever the hell that is, that you're allowed to hang up signs. Definitely not in Daly Plaza, which is about to go in total lockdown right now. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, by all means, please join us. Let's take back our First Amendment. You know, 50 years ago, they silenced JFK, but they're not going to silence us tomorrow during the 50th anniversary. It's time to retake our First Amendment.
That is incredibly anti-American to talk about freedom. Do you want to apologize for your racism?
I'll think about it.
Seriously, I want you to get on your knees right now and apologize.
Can't do it, man.
What do you think so far of last night where they were saying when they came back and wanted to arrest me?
That was amazing because I was the getaway driver. And so I basically dropped you off, and then I come back. We get in the truck and drive off, and then all hell broke loose. I mean, I guess we missed them by that much because the cops showed up, what, like 5 minutes later?
They got They got mad because I rebuked them. I was like, you're going to arrest us or give us tickets? $500 tickets? And then she goes, mm-hmm, with this fake cheerleader face, and it made me just blow up. And I could have handled it better, but maybe I should have handled it that way because I was happy. Hey, cops, have a good night. I'm leaving. All of a sudden, hold on. More police are here. We could arrest you, and we're going to, people are coming. A larger group are coming to give you tickets. They already had the riot police coming. And then they never came, so we left. It was like, you know, 9:15, the thing was over. Then they showed up right after, where's Alex Jones? And then we're, like, seen and heard by doing others going, we can't let him stand up to us like that. If one ant stands up, they might all stand up. I mean, it was literally, Dude, get over here, Dude. I know Dude's videotaping right now, doing a great job. Rob, Dude, you give us your take on what you've seen, and then we'll get Gucciardi's take. Anybody else wants to talk here? Go ahead.
Okay, so as we were leaving, there was a group of four of us leaving. We see a bunch of cops coming the other direction towards the Federal Reserve. And then a fan stopped and said, hey, I was just listening to their conversation. They were saying, we can't let them stand up like this. We have to go after them. We have to show them that we're in charge. So it was that type of mentality that they were broadcasting out. He was eavesdropping on their conversation. I went over and asked him a question. I said, hey, are you guys planning on stifling the free speech? Totally ignored me. They continued their little chit-chat. And then they all walked across the street. We got video of several cops that had lots of plastic, the plastic handcuffs, like, you know, maybe 20.
You told me, too, last night when you were fresh, you said you heard them say, yeah, we can't let them do that.
Right. Well, then when we got across the street, they were asking for you. And they go, where's the guy that was here earlier that was talking? And some guy gets on, you mean Alex Jones? They're like, yeah, yeah. And he goes, he's gone. He left. And so then they kind of chit-chatted a little more. Well, he's not here. We can't get him now. And then they just took off back across the street. So that was their whole plan, was to come after and get you.
We think they may have split up. They may be on levels 5 and 6 now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Anthony Gucciardi and more. I'm going to go over and find the prostitute media if they don't run screaming in fear like vampires at high noon. Infowars.com. All the video feeds are up there right now. Stay with us.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm live here in the studio, and Alex is in Dallas fighting for our First Amendment rights. So, you know, we've seen several recent political conventions that they take demonstrators and they cage them in free speech zones. And just earlier this year, we see that Dianne Feinstein wants to have a definition of who the official press is, and everybody else can just shut up. That's essentially what they're doing in Dallas. Isn't that what you're saying there, Alex?
You're absolutely right, David Knight. I'm here again in front of Dealey Plaza right now. We're going to go around to the grassy knoll where we only saw prostitute media over there. But they're, I guess, not even allowed into the area where they're putting up the Orwellian theater, their Orwellian stage. So they were all jealously hopping up and down across the street on the grassy knoll, literally saying, why are they allowed in? Why can they get video of it? And again, there's no laws. There's no nothing here. It's just all at the mayor's discretion. Like he literally, I guess the street's closed. Like he's literally God or something. And it just shows the bizarreness of it. So that's why we're here exercising the First Amendment in defiance of tyranny. Right now, we're here. Wasn't going to be here. Everybody knows the government killed Kennedy or criminal elements of it. But we're now here to exercise the First Amendment and to engage in thought crime. We're handing out 30,000 flyers. We've got signs. And we're going to defend the First Amendment and keep this country free. This is not North Korea. At least not yet. They're sure trying hard, though. It's like North Korea with football teams, like kind of an insane asylum type situation. But the pilots were right. There's all the fog and the bad ceiling. But if it blows out soon, those aircraft are going to be launching. Dude, have you called about that? Because, man, I tell you, if it wouldn't have been for the weather, that would have been the absolute stroke of genius. They have like 5-6 airplanes at once circling JFK Truth, Infowars.com. But I almost was going to try to get a blimp. You can get blimps for not too much, the smaller ones that have, like, signs on the side. But, again, there's too much wind to engage in the old blimp activity. So we're down here. And, again, we're just all in for the First Amendment. Folks know I was involved with the Ron Paul Air Force with Ted Anderson getting hundreds of flights up with aircraft in key battleground states. And, of course, the Ron Paul blimp, I was heavily involved in that with our great listeners. And please don't forget, this is all paid for by you buying the high-quality products at InfoWarsLife.com, by getting the ProPure 20% off promo code WATER20. This is a war. This is an info war, and we're down here in the face of it, enjoying fighting tyranny, by the way. I don't need to be patted on the back, but I do need fuel, major fuel in the info war. That is definitely what we need, and so we are walking across the street live here towards Houston Street. And there is the school book building, the supposed window where he shot down through all these trees and hit him. And again, also Santa Claus was up there helping him. And that's true because the official story is they say Santa Claus was helping Lee Harvey Oswald. And if you believe that, again, I got a bridge I want to sell you on the moon. We're going to go across as soon as this, as soon as this happens, we're going to go across, and they got heavy traffic in here. They got crosswalker folks in here, and I can't figure out exactly what's going on, but we're going to go to break here in a minute, come back, and have continual coverage. And then, of course, we have Ustreams for backup security. But I tell you, the word has definitely gone to the police. I knew last night when they were coming to arrest me that I had to get out a video that they might try to arrest me, but they seem to have backed off for now, and that's certainly a good thing. Sir, I'm good. Thank you very much. Sir, what do you think about them saying that only people that agree with the official story can be inside there for the memorial tomorrow?
Oh, I think this is ludicrous. Everybody should have an opportunity to. This is the 50th anniversary. Everyone ought to have an opportunity to be as close as possible.
But the 80 to 90% that don't believe the official story, they're conspiracy theorists. They're bad people. If you just call them that name, then that discredits them. You don't have to have any information. You just say that, and then they're bad.
Right.
I'm... I find myself proud to be a heretic just like this man. We don't believe a damn word of the official story. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.